United States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the king.
There you go. Way to sing it, Hank. We love it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
What's going on? I'm listening.
Okay. My question is, with the blue catfish and its spread throughout the bay,
right?
It doesn't take an expert to say that this is going to be a huge challenge as far as an invasive species. But
right.
In particular, what do we know? What do the biologists know about its impact on the blue crab population? And if you have any specifics?
To answer your question, every study of what these fish eat includes blue crabs. Their primary fish their primary forage is soft fin fish, like, you know, every catfish. They don't like the spines, but they eat white perch, they eat herring, they eat hickory shad, they eat gizzard shad. Gizzard shad is actually one of the preferred baits for them. If they can catch them, they'll eat alewife. But they are very opportunistic, and they are a very, very top-tier predator. So, yeah, they eat a lot of crabs. There was just a video the other day that I saw somebody in Southern Maryland had. Sorry about the graphic picture, but here's what's happening to our crab population. It showed the contents of a blue cat stomach, which included a bunch of crabs. But there's a study. You ask for specifics. University in Salisbury, Maryland, there's a professor there who has done a study on what they eat. DNR has done a few studies on what they eat, and it's all pretty much the same, whatever they can get a hold of, and they don't have a preference for any particular thing, but their diet does include plenty of blue crabs. One of my friends in Northeast caught one 2 years ago, opened it up, had six crabs in it. So there's your part of your answer. It's part of the problem. It's not the only problem.
Understood. And meanwhile, further to your details, in one of the studies, they said that every single blue crab that was mature of any significant size, every single one had blue crab in its stomach as far as what recent meals. And I'm just wondering, you know, if the state is going to be really aggressive in harvesting the blue catfish population. You know, I read and saw...
Well, here's the thing. If the watermen could make any money on it, they'd be out there targeting them as well. Okay?
I agree on that. And also, with the catfish, because of some federal laws and favoritism for commercial catfish farmers, I believe there's a USDA inspector required.
That's correct.
Plants that have it.
That's correct.
Something that needs to be addressed, you know, years ago, because the horse is out of the barn, and, you know, it's too little too late, it would appear.
Well, there's language in the upcoming farm bill to correct that.
Okay, and I'm just hoping they can be very aggressive on this because, I mean, it's going to take, I'm going to say, state intervention on this on a commercial scale because there's only so much catfish that the region's going to, consume as far
well,
as...
Well, the state, to defend the state, They have applied to the federal government for emergency funding, emergency regulations, which would pay the watermen more, which would help, you know, develop certain processes. And I just read the other day that two of our congressmen secured $5.6 million to help with this program. And what that will do, it will be able to allow for example, the processing plant in Tillman to modernize a little bit, to expand a little bit, to maybe, you know, the other processing plant that focuses on blue catfish. And I mean, we've got a lot of middlemen in this state, but the one that is focused on it, that processes the absolute most blue catfish, has every pound of blue catfish sold because it's becoming more and more popular. Number one, it's delicious. Number two, it's not as expensive as other fish, including rockfish. You know, rockfish is $16, $19 a pound. Blue catfish is less than $10 primarily. But they have four women who partial the cuts of the catfish. So they've got, let's say, 15 people that are skinning them and filleting, or 15 people that are filleting as many catfish as they can fillet in a day. The fillets go in a bin. The bin goes to the skinning machine. There's one skinning machine that can do one fillet at a time. And the fillet comes off the skinning machine and it goes down the line, and there's humans portioning those pieces of fillet. There's not a machine that is, you know, that portions it. There's not a machine that focuses on wrapping it. There's not a more machines other than this hand-fed machine that skins these catfish. I've been there, you know, and the technology is out there. You know, they just don't have the funding to do that. And the watermen that are focused on blue catfish for something to do this time of year are trot lining these catfish. They're getting paid 20 cents a pound. You know, the most they get paid is like 50 cents a pound. Now, granted, you bring in a thousand pounds of catfish at 50 cents a pound, that's $500. But what's that fuel cost you per day under this administration, okay, motor boat fuel?
Okay. All right, and I'm with you on this, okay, and here's the thing, okay, for the box populi, all right, any fish product, you know, and especially locally, that's in the $10 a pound range.
Yeah.
What really needs to happen, okay, and how it happens is anyone's guess. Meanwhile, you need catfish at the price of chicken, okay, we're talking fillets there. Now, people say it may never happen that way, and that's possible, but again, you're $10 a pound for catfish, come on.
Oh, listen, man, I get it, but it's whatever the market will bear. You know, it's whatever the market will bear.
And I'm with you on that. The thing is this, there are people who think that this is going to be the blue catfish invasion. Its impact on the blue crab is going to be akin to, what is it, Parvo and DSX or whatever, DMX or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about Dermo and MSX, yes.
Dermo. MSX, okay, whatever, pardon. For the oyster population, it's going to be that big a deal in reducing numbers at harvest.
Yeah, it will be.
We all agree that, you know, that something needs to be done quickly because they've spread. They're an aggressive predator. This is not some little channel cat that's hanging out on the bottom for the most part.
That's right.
Okay, well, I appreciate you.
You're right. So, I mean, what's your solution?
There's going to have to be state intervention and massive biologic projects where, for instance, pheromone or some clever way of tracking these by the hundreds of tons per week easily. You need to be in the multi-thousand ton yield, whether it's turned into cattle feed, fertilizer, whatever. They need to try to, you know.
Well, that's what, that's byproduct stuff, and that's already being done. That's already being done. We only eat the fillets, okay? The fillets coming off of either side of a catfish leave a massive frame. The bone structure, the head alone is, you know, what a quarter of the weight of that fish. You know, so that byproduct is already being utilized.
Okay, and again, meanwhile, the harvest statewide, or baywide, I think it is, it's around 2,500 tons. If they can, and, you know, government intervention, and I'm basically a free market guy, but in this case, you're going to need to be in the tens of thousands of tons yield or harvest to simply try to rid the bay and keep it, you know, almost like a lamprey project where it's going to have to be maintained year to year. And I appreciate your time. And, you know, we agree.
We do agree. But how do we get there with the budget shortfall that we have right now in the state of Maryland? We had a surplus, now we have a budget shortfall. How do we get how do we dedicate money to blue catfish other than public awareness? I publish a magazine, I've been doing it for 13 years, called Maryland Loves Crabs. I publish another magazine called Big Ass Fish with a focus on invasive fish. Okay? You approach the people that have the funding to advertise what they're doing with the blue catfish, what are their projects, and we do that. We do whatever public information is available, we put out there. But when we say, you know, what kind of advertising program do you have? What do you want to say? And they say, oh, well, we don't have a budget to run, you know, the $500 ad. I'm like, okay, give me a break. You know, we're each intended. Go ahead.
Okay, here's my suggestion. Make it a voluntary, addition or donation, if you will, to one of the fishing licenses. And meanwhile, you don't want to make it a mandatory thing, or maybe you do. Meanwhile, early on, ask the people, do you want to pay $5 for a dedicated donation to the blue catfish eradication or management fund? And if it was offered to me, I would say, sure, put $5 on my license.
Okay. Kind of like farmers and hunters feeding hungry for the deer.
Right. And meanwhile, this, you know, dedicated and carefully managed, that all of those donations, if you will, that $5, $2, whatever it may be, goes 100% towards blue catfish management.
Interesting concept.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you. Great show.
Have a great day. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Well, let me tell you something. Spurry's Tire Service, been around. I talked to my daughter the other day. She just put four tires on her SUV from, guess where, Spurry's Tire Service, right up the street. Great, great people. And they're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. That's in Easton. That's where all the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Our farmers that are listening, they know this as well. Garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own a trailer, you own an ATV, any kind of trailer, landscape trailer, boat trailer, any kind of ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and they'll repair your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they have the technology. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at number 410-822-7384. 822-7384. Visit their website too, spurriestire.com. That number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. You know, Bell Creek Equipment, they're having their open house today. They're in Preston. They're having their open house today, and deals for the whole family and fun for the kids with baby goats. And the Caroline County Humane Society is going to have adoption dogs there. There'll be food and refreshments. You can browse the many tractors, the mowers, the UTVs, and the accessories from the top names in the industry at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston. Branson Tractors, LS Tractors, including that new Mossy Oak tractor. That's right, and completely detailed Mossy Oak Gamekeepers Traffic. Be the first on your block to have one of these limited editions. TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote Tractors and UTVs, Exmark, Hustler, Spartan, CF Moto ATVs and UTVs. then Ventrac, Husqvarna Power Equipment, and Echo Equipment. There'll be factory reps there, too. Financing is available. And there's a three-point hitch equipment as well, like Tar River tillers. This thing is something. Ironcraft and no-till plot planters. If you need any equipment for the farm or for your home or for your food plot or for hunting club, that's right, brush hogs and all, stop by during the Bell Creek Equipment open house today. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927, 21927, Dover Bridge Road. That's in Preston, Maryland. Call 410-673-2700 or visit bellcreekequipment.net. That number, Bell Creek Equipment again, 410-673-2700. Robin and I will be stopping by this morning on our way to our grandson's first T-ball game. Maybe we'll see you there. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground?
the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down.
All right. That's right, Johnny. Sing it, baby. Talking about the end times, isn't he? How about that? 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Morning, Lee.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good. Did you stop by and see the your favorite president the other day?
I boycotted that issue.
No, you did. You boycotted.
Really? I just want to. I'm excited to see if he's going to put one or two tracks across railroad. You know, our new bridge or what?
Yeah.
I like how he took credit our people. I don't know that it's his people, our people or whatever, but
you're talking about his Corps of Engineers and those his people?
Yeah,
I got it.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, well, when they woke me up the other day, and I immediately started to contact our people. I'm sure you did.
You know.
Yeah.
Alan, how does everything that happened in our world revolve around our president, our government? Why it's.
The guy's running for re-election. He's got to take as much credit for as much stuff as possible.
You got to grab everything you can.
Yeah.
Grab everything you can. So.
Yep, you're right. Anyway.
Anyway.
Look, I was glad to see him show. Well, kind of glad to see him show up for to support the people that work there. You know,
exactly.
We got a lot of hard-working people that are out of work right now, and it's sad. I hope that there's going to be some help and relief for them. That's the main thing that I'm concerned about.
Well, when they get that all that debris, when they get those channels opened up again, at least for the cargo ships being able to get in and out of there, well, that'll
be a lot. That'll be a help.
That'll take off a lot of the.
Yeah. You know, I looked down. I came across the bridge yesterday. I looked down the bay, and normally you'll see anywhere from 15 to 20 cargo ships, stacked up down below the bay bridge. You know, they're pretty easy to spot. And I looked over and I thought, and there were six cargo ships sitting there. And I thought, man, the word has gotten out across the world. You know, they're just not here.
Yeah.
They're just not here. They're not going to be able to do what they need to do. So,
when they get it cleaned up, it'll all be good.
I don't know if you saw this, but they did recover one of the other workers' bodies the other day. Yeah, that's a positive thing. So,
absolutely. I mean, that brings closure and what it could be, but that's a good thing. I did not hear that.
That would be the third guy. So five out of eight are accounted for now, which is sad, but it's good for the, like you said, for the family and so forth. So.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you talking earlier. I didn't catch all the conversation. You're on the Blue Cats again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the market is not, I think it is around 20 cents
a pound. Yep.
There's a family in Middle River. These are true watermen, and I think I've mentioned in a couple past shows that these guys, yes, they're long lining these things, and it
right.
is a winter fishery for them.
Yep.
And these guys, I mean, these guys got the market and the know-how to catch these things. I don't know their enthusiasm because of the price. I'm sure they're targeting something right now because that's
yeah.
their livelihood.
Right.
But I know they actually use large nets and net carp out of the mouth of a back river. And this is how big these people are. They got the buyer comes down from New York to pick these carp up from them. So they're
right.
They're in a multi species. I mean, their main gig is crabs.
Right.
But it's interesting to see how the market dictates what people want. And
yeah.
With anything, it's you got the person catching, but then you need the person to go to the. You know, the
go buy them. Yeah.
And that was kind of the deal. Remember we talked about the snakehead, the name.
That's, listen.
We were talking about the name, you know, so with Gibby Seafood, calling it Chesapeake Grouper.
Now they're calling it.
And then
they
adopted another name.
I believe the General Assembly has passed the legislation that was submitted to rename these fish Chesapeake Channa and Patuxent fish.
Well, whatever, you know.
Patuxent
name says a lot.
Would you like some Patuxent fish? Well, what's it taste like? It tastes like snakehead. Never mind.
Yeah. So.
Would you like some Chesapeake Channa?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Snakehead. No, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. But marketing is a huge part of fish. I mean, I heard you mention rockfish.
Yeah.
In my last year with my commercial fishing, it starts off real hot in June.
Right.
And I'm doing pretty good on price. It usually starts off at $16 to $18 a pound for fillets. That's the
right. Right.
Skin on.
Right.
Alan, by the end of the season, by the end of the year, we were struggling to get $12 a pound.
Yeah.
So it's all, a lot about marketing, a lot about how much is out there, how much product. But
let me ask you this question. This is just an opinion. This is just an opinion of Lee and Alan. Should the Maryland Department of Agriculture be in charge of marketing Maryland seafood?
I don't see that. You know,
okay.
Alan, that's the thing. There's too many hands in the pot, and yet I'm assuming once you get them involved, you know, there's an additional fees and.
Well, hang on there, buddy. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side.
Okay.
All right, just hang on. We're up against the clock, unfortunately. Good show this morning, folks. We appreciate the calls. We're at 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number if you'd like to get online now for the next hour. There's the music, however, so if you got to go, get out, stay out, stay safe. Make sure you consider your family, love on them a little bit this weekend. Love the Lord.
WCBM, Baltimore, is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The New York metro area rattled by an earthquake yesterday, and the rumbles could be felt up and down the East Coast.
The quake was centered in White House Station, New Jersey, about 45 miles from New York City.
The pictures on the walls were shaking.
Robert Casera lives in New York City. Fifth grader Seema Sethi was at school.
The ground was shaking, and I didn't hear necessarily as much.
The quake was felt from Baltimore to Boston. Some flights were diverted or delayed. Zach Pollock ended up flying to Allentown, Pennsylvania.
We were supposed to land in Newark Airport, and on the way down landing, we saw the flight got back picked up in the air, and we questioned that. And the pilot gave us the answer, stating that it is an earthquake just happened.
Bridges and other major infrastructure in the region are being inspected for any possible damage. I'm Ed Donahue.
As former President Trump seeks the presidency a third time, several officials who served in his first administration are warning about his return to power and have some dire predictions for the country if he's elected again. Correspondent Michelle Price explains.
His former Defense Secretary Mark Esper has called Donald Trump a threat to democracy. His former National Security Advisor John Bolton has called him unfit for the presidency. And his former running mate, Vice President Mike Pence, has said he will not endorse him. He said in good conscience he could not endorse Donald Trump. Now, this group of folks who have issued these dire warnings about Donald Trump are outnumbered by the people who served in the administration who are backing Trump again. But it is very unusual to have vocal detractors like this speaking out against their former boss. We have not seen this in the modern presidency.
Meanwhile, the former president's campaign is expecting to raise more than $40 million today when major donors gather for his biggest fundraiser yet, the event being held at the Palm Beach, Florida home of billionaire investor John Paulson. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
California-based 99 cents only stores are no more.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink. A measure that encompasses losses from employee theft, shoplifting, damage, administrative errors, and more. Keith Peters reporting.
Procter & Gamble is recalling more than 8 million bags of Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel laundry detergent packets sold in the U.S. and Canada because there's a defect in the product's child-resistant packaging. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More money's being pumped into heart care.
Johnson & Johnson announcing a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. The deal has already been approved by the boards of directors from both companies. Shockwave specializes in intravascular lithotripsy, technology that uses sonic pressure waves to crack calcium lesions in arteries and restore blood flow, along with stenting. The technology is used to treat coronary artery and peripheral artery disease. John Scott reporting.
Boston City Council is considering reducing the city's speed limit from 25 to 20 miles an hour as a way of cutting down on the number of pedestrian accidents. Two fatalities in the last week, one a child, the other a person in a wheelchair. The last time Boston dropped speed was in 2017 when it went from 30 to 25 miles an hour. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
After a cold night last night, it's a cool start here to the weekend. Northwest winds making it feel chilly today. Below average numbers up and down the East Coast. We're in the upper 50s this afternoon. Low to mid 40s for low temps tonight. Mostly sunny Sunday and a high of 62. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Federal authorities are spying on conservatives. They were just exposed for pressuring banks to look for transactions with keywords like MAGA, Trump, and Bible. This is not the America I know. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I am deeply concerned about the tyranny I see in Washington. And this is why I'm thankful for physical gold IRAs, because they offer tangible financial security that can't be tracked, stolen, or inflated. To find out more, text the word HEDGE to 989898. Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. This is your chance to secure your IRA or 401k against the unpredictable nature of our economy. Text HEDGE to the number 989898 now to request your free info kit on gold IRAs. That's HEDGE to 989898.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back again. We were engaged in a conversation with Lee from Towson there before the break during the news there. And so I guess we'll resume our conversation, and then we'll talk to Glenn in Chestertown. So, Lee, I'm sorry we had to cut you off there in the middle, but what point were we making?
Alan, when I see, as I was on the break, we got Big Brother involved in almost every aspect of what we do, and we're here. We're talking about the blue cats.
Yeah.
Having inspections upon fish, and before you get Big Brother involved in all the aspects of what we got going on with fisheries and whatnot, it's gotten too many chiefs and a lot of opinions. But what it boils down to is marketing, and fortunately it's the commercial watermen with the blue cats that are going to put the biggest dent in them.
Right.
And when the market comes around, as with any fish or crap or whatever, that's what the...
Okay. All right. Made your point, buddy. You made your point, and I appreciate it. So
yeah, for sure.
Well, we'll keep talking about it. See what happens here in the future. Well, you know, This farm bill is our hope for a helpful solution. But as of right now, the federal government itself has not been part of the solution, more so part of the problem. So
exactly. Did you, Alan? One other quickie. Did you hear about this bounty for blue cats and the I think it was the West Branch of the Patapsco at $30 a head?
I heard something about it. I don't know much about it. I know that there was a group over there that was offering a bounty. Gary, one of our callers, said that he was going. I sent the information to him. He was going to try and go out and fish for him, but I haven't heard back from Gary. I don't know what the whole program is about. So
I get it. Is that a fishing group or
it's a private organization? No. Private organization.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
So.
That's where it all boils down to is the people, you know, marketing, figuring
yep.
out a market. The market is the big thing.
Yep, I agree.
As with any fish. Thank
yep.
you, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
Yep, bye-bye. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good.
Yeah. Robin, okay?
Yep, doing all right. She's, Robin is, Robin will be back with us as soon as she possibly can. She asked me to say hello to everybody again this morning, but she's undergoing some stuff. She's got some new therapy going on this week that she's going to start, and she's looking forward to that, going to do the aquatherapy in the pool. And she's just got to build her body back up. She's just got to build her core and build her strength and everything else. And trying to alleviate some of this back pain that she deals with all the time. So we've been to the surgeons, we've been to the doctors, and she's done the pain therapy, she's done the physical therapy, and it's just a matter of getting in shape. And I will tell you, COVID. Staying in and staying home and that type of thing, that did a lot of damage to a lot of different people. And I will not blame COVID for everything, but I do know that it slowed us down. It hurt our business. It hurt her physically, and the recovery is a longer process than we had hoped. So just saying, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about things in your world?
Yeah, just same old, same old.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. So, yeah, anything planned this week?
Yeah, I guess nothing real special.
No.
I don't forget something.
Unless you forgot. Well, that's possible. As we get older, we tend to forget stuff. You know
yep.
what I mean? So, yes, indeed. So, well, anyway, a lot of folks I know are getting ready for turkey season. I'm hearing some of that. The fishing season is kind of a bust for a lot of people. We'll keep on as long as we can go. You know, working on Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, working on big ass fish about the invasive. So if anybody out there has any photos of snakeheads, blue catfish, flathead catfish, or carp that you've caught, we'd love to see those. You can email those to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Same way with the crab pictures. We're looking for a cover for the 2024 Maryland Loves Crabs, and it can be anything. We prefer, of course, somebody out there catching live crabs, and kids are great. You know, we love those pictures too. Even eating crabs, catching crabs, that kind of thing. We'd love to see that. We talked to one of our wholesalers here the other day who was with us in the very first issue, very first couple issues, and then we kind of, you know, the principal passed away, and we kind of lost contact, and now we're back, and we're looking forward to working with them as well. So a lot of great stuff happening with the you know, Maryland Loves Crabs and those two magazines coming out this spring. So anyway, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. Glenn, listen, man, I appreciate the call. Stay in touch. I'll tell Robin you called. And we're good, right?
Any event coming up that you're going
to
be
doing? Not anything right now. We've been talking to Schrader's, and we'll let you know. I've got a birthday in the middle of the month. I think Robin and I are going to go away for a couple days over my birthday. And we'll
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's coming up in mid-May. So we're a month away from that at least. So I'm not too worried about it. But I'll let everybody know if we've got anything planned here shortly. Okay.
All right,
buddy. Thank you, Glenn.
You're okay.
We'll talk later. Bye. See you, buddy. Bye, bye. All right. Hey, Tackle Box Tim, we got to take a little break and we'll come right back for you with your call. So got to tell the folks about some of our sponsors, including Bell Creek Equipment. They're having an open house today. Yeah. Fun for the kids, like baby goats, and the Caroline County Humane Society is going to be there with adoption dogs, and there'll be fun and deals on equipment for everybody. Food and refreshments, too. You can browse the many tractors, the mowers, the UTVs, the accessories from the top names in the industry, the ATVs, the factory reps, all at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston. Branson Tractors, LS Tractors, TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote Tractors and UTVs, Xmark, Hustler, Spartan, CF Moto ATVs, Ventrac, the new one, and UTVs, Husqvarna Power Equipment and Echo Equipment, too. Financing is available. And there's three-point hitch equipment. If you're putting in a new plot, if you're putting in a food plot, if you need some brush hogging done, on your farm, on your lease, on your hunting club, why not stop by and take a look at the Tar River Tillers, the Ironcraft, and no-till plot planters. If you need any equipment for the farm, for the home, for the club, for the lease, stop by during Bell Creek Equipment Open House. That's today. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927, Dover Bridge Road, between Easton and Preston, on the main route, Dover Bridge, right up the street. Call 410-673-2700. Visit bellcreekequipment.net for all the brands. And that number at Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. You will be glad you did. So, I told you I'd tell you about a little bit about Clyde Sports Shop and their Browning Firearms. They are your Maryland hunting headquarters for Browning Firearms. There's a new 22 that they're featuring in their ad. It's called the T-Bolt Sporter. It's got a beautiful walnut stock, a straight comb, fine checkering. It's a beautifully blued piece of equipment. Sling studs, the Sporter weight barrel. Satin finished walnut stock with traditional point checkering pattern, straight pull, bolt action, dual extractors with a red cocking indicator band. It's got a top tang safety. Jinx, quit barking. It's got a top tang safety, adjustable trigger, double helix rotary box magazine. It is called the T-Bolt Sporter in 22. Why not take a look at that? They still have the A5 vintage tan A5 autoloader shotgun, reliable short recoil operated autoloading shotgun with a rugged composite stock. It's got a textured gripping surface, a shim adjustable for length of pull, cast and drop, full coverage retro, vintage tan camo finish, just like back in the day. Invector DS choke tubes. You ought to take a look at these two firearms when you stop by Clyde Sports Shop to pick up your fishing tackle, your crabbing supplies. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. It could be Halethorpe, too. 242-6108 for firearms licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec spray-on truck liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him in the church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, some thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up hard, Newland's coveralls. And Harv leaped to his feet, said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping the pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the out dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. Harv thought he had a weed eater loose and he threw to the moon. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen that look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me."
Sister Bertha, better than you. I love it. Gotta love Ray Stevens, man. And a call on the streak. Yeah. Let's talk. That, speaking of streaking, let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Morning, Tim. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'll remember that well.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I want to kind of go back to a caller last week who asked, what will all this muddy, dirty water do to the fish? And I do like your answer that it doesn't matter because they're already wet.
Oh, by the way, with all the rain that we did have this week, just so you know, Tim, the fish are not any wetter than they were last week.
This is true. From a fisherman's perspective, though, especially when it comes to bass, it really shortens up strike zones on fish.
Oh, sure.
And,
They can't see it. They can't. Yeah.
Their second sense is they can't see it. But also, when you talk about their lateral line, the siltiness in the water kind of affects the way they feel things.
It makes it feel a little mud. The vibrations are a little muddier, so to speak, huh?
A little bit more muddled. So you kind of jumps on that. Use lighter lures to give a better silhouette in the dirty water.
That's where something like an inline MEP spinner or something like that, or a rattling bait, it might be a little too cold for the topwater stuff like your buzz baits and stuff, but you know those rattling baits, lipless crank baits, and things like that, and inline spinners were great for anything and everything, no matter what you're fishing for.
And a lot of times, this generation isn't really apt to throw the spinner bait, but if you go with like the tandem round blade style baits and
they really thump, yeah.
So they can feel that heavy vibration of those round blades that'll get them.
That's a Colorado blade, right?
Yeah, the Colorado blades. If you do them in tandem,
yeah,
good enough. Pair them up so they don't. It doesn't affect the way the bait comes through the water. Sometimes if you get too big a blade, that the lure will kind of sway back and forth, and kind of throws things off.
Yeah. So you want to keep with your bright colors, your whites, your chartreuse, your bright blues, and things like that.
And dark colors, too. Say, if you wanted to throw the old pig and jig, maybe go with black blue because it's going to throw out a bigger silhouette and have a big skirt on it.
Yeah.
That way, you know, it's got a silhouette, and it's a big silhouette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe throw a rattle on the jig too, so they can hear it a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be good. One of the biggest fish I ever hooked on a jig was a bumblebee color jig, yellow and black wraps, and I think it had black skirt on it of some kind, with a chunk of nightcrawler on it because I wasn't I was meat fishing at the time, believe it or not. I would dead stuck it in the corner of the boat while we were fishing other stuff. We were on the Susquehanna River below Salins Grove, Pennsylvania, in my 14-foot John boat, and we hooked a fish. I thought I was snagged. I honestly did. Hooked
that
a fish.
When you hook into a bigger fish, a lot of times it just feels like you're snagged until it moves off.
Well, it turned out that it was a big buffalo fish, bigger than a carp.
Mm.
Looked like it was close to 4 feet long. It was immense. It was immense, Tim. And it took our boat from the shoreline out to the middle of the river in the current, and it was Kathy, my wife at the time, and our stepson Eric at the time. It spun us around and around and around as we continued downstream. And I fought it as hard as I could, and I said, you know what, we're headed for the rocks. I got to get this boat under control. I got to get this motor started and get this boat under control and get out of here because we're not making any progress with this fish. And I put tremendous pressure on that fish to bring it to the top. When the thing came up, it looked like a submarine. It was amazing, the size of this fish. And pop the hook. Pop the hook. I think I might have straightened it, to be honest with you. And it was that big. And the fish rolled and went away, and we got the motor started and got out of there. But we were in peril at that time. Of course, you don't want to crash the boat with your family in it. So
safety first.
Yeah, safety first. So fish went away. I'd love to see what it was. I'd love to land that fish. I'd love to see exactly how big it was. But that particular spot was known for those buffalo fish, which people don't even know they're out there, but they are indeed. So
you mentioned that particular time you put a nightcrawler on. Another thing
I did
to do is add scent to your bait.
You can do that. I do that all the time too when I'm smallmouth fishing. No bait, just like the garlic dip. Adds a little color to the skirt or to the.
You got the gels that smell like crawfish and shad and such too. That helps.
when Berkeley first came out with, what do they call it now? What are their Berkeley baits infused with now?
Well, you've got the power ones, but you also have the gulp stuff.
Gulp, yeah. When that first came out, it came in a little squirt bottle, and we had got a couple samples of it from the folks at Berkeley, and were fishing in Canada for smallmouth and largemouth bass. And the largemouth were on the trees, and the smallmouth were on the rocks. And we put that stuff on. I can't tell you if it made any difference or not, but it was fun to talk about it, you know, put it on the bait and say, well, now let's see if this compares with somebody who doesn't have it and that type of thing. So
right.
That was a fun trip. I caught 50-some bass that trip in a couple of days. It was
there's big debate on it if it does, you know, whatever scent you're using, does it give you more strikes? Does it actually either the fish into, oh, that's a crawfish when it looks like a whatever, but it doesn't hurt to kind of like mask our scent.
That's the main thing. It's to mask the human scent. That's for sure. That's the whole thing.
If we used scented soap before we went fishing, or we went to the gas station and got a little splash of gas on us.
Well, you know, one of the old things was if you spit on your bait, you know, it'll bring you luck. And the science behind that is probably more than people realize, because your saliva has enzymes in it to help you break down food. So if you spit on your bait, those enzymes will tend to reduce the amount of human odor on your bait.
Huh. Interesting.
How about that? Now, I don't know if that works with tobacco juice or not.
It depends on the flavor, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I quit tobacco in the 70s, so you know I've been pretty healthy ever since. But you know, to spit on your bait—that's the old legend, you know. And those old timers, they were right about some of that stuff. Just like when the cows are laying down, you're not going to catch any fish.
Yeah, I have a bass fishing friend who pays attention to that on the way to the ramp. If they're laying down, it's going to be a tough day. If they're up and chewing or whatever, he said, it's going to be a good day.
He's right. He's absolutely right. All has to do with the solar cycle. 100%. Has to do with an animal's natural clock that they develop. You know?
He also keys on other wildlife activity. If he sees a fox in a field, or if he sees a deer, if he's not on the way to the ramp where there's cows, he looks for other activity.
It all relates. I mean, you know, the wildlife and the domestic animals will feed at the same time, because they all have this internal clock, and it's all based on gravitational pull of the Earth.
Yep.
So we've talked about that at length. So.
Yeah, we tidal fishermen know all about the gravitational pull of the moon.
The tides, yeah, absolutely. Yep. So when's the best time to fish? High tide, you know?
Yep.
All right, buddy. You got a lure promotion coming up this year for us again?
I do, Al. We're going to start out with the perk package in May and go through the bass and snakehead package like we did last year.
That'd be great.
That's a little bit of a challenge. I do like challenges, and then we're going to go to a couple of striper packages.
Good deal. Good deal. Very good. All right. Well, we'll look forward to starting that first Saturday in May, buddy.
You got it, Al.
All right. Hey, the Bay Bridge collapse, does that have bearing on your perch fishing this year?
No, it does, because I have some spots, upriver from the bridge, but a lot of my spots are on the Sparrows Point side, which is outside the bridge, or on the Pasadena side. So we'll deal with it. Hey, there's more important things going on than me trying to catch a fish.
No question. But I fished with you over that way, and I just wondered, you know, how that would affect what you do in that area.
By the time I'm ready to go and do it, they may have things open, and you may be able to navigate down inside the bridge and hit some of those spots. It seems like they're making pretty good progress on it already.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you later, bud.
Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We have We have Bob on hold. He's up in Hartford County. Let's talk to Bob, and then we'll take our next break. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. Not bad. I just wanted to call and remind listeners that this is the time of the year when a lot of community organizations, you know, fishing clubs are doing youth fishing rodeos throughout the state.
Right.
And I hope some of the listeners can take advantage of that, taking their children or grandchildren out. And if they don't have any, they can actually call up the organizers and see if they can need some volunteers for the events.
Yep, you're exactly right. And I appreciate you bringing that up, that's for sure. That's for sure. So, yeah, get the kids out there. I mean, our grandkids are 3 and 4, and they love to go out in the creek and do some fishing and that type of thing, which is, you know, which is good.
They'll present awards and have prizes for the kids.
And
some of them actually do some lunches and cook up some hot dogs and stuff like that.
Yep. So. Yep. So it's always a good time. No question.
If they visit the Maryland on our website and just Google Maryland Youth Fishing Rodeos, it'll pop up with
there's a schedule already online, that's for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway. All right, Bob. Appreciate the call.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of that, the DNR is presenting a couple of workshops, the Beyond Becoming an Outdoor Woman Wellness Workshop. The registration closes soon on that. Go to DNR and just hit Beyond, B-O-W. You'll come up with that for the ladies who want to learn more about that. And then the Hunting 101 Workshop, University of Maryland Extension. This is going to be at in Bosman, right down the street here. Pre-registration is required. Go umd.edu/hunting101 to register. There are a few spots available, or you can go to the DNR website, go to the press room, and take a look at that, or go to the hunting page, hunting and shooting sports page, and they'll be able to help you with that. So, all right, here we are. Spurrier's Tire Service, located a quarter of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50. That's in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Good, good people. Brent and the crew, fantastic to deal with. Featuring American-made bridge, you know, somebody that really cares about you. That's the thing. They care about their customers. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. And that's any make, any model of car, any model of truck, all the way up to the giant monster trucks or the tiniest cars. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine. In your barnyard or your backyard, it's that time of year when the farmers are getting out and doing their planting and doing their cultivating and all that type of stuff. And a tire goes down, they call Spurrier's. At least here they do, that's for sure. Garden tractors to farm tractors and any equipment in between. If you own a trailer of any kind, an ATV, Spurrier's probably does more trailer tires than anybody, I would say, in the Western Hemisphere. So, Spurrier's has the tires. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, they'll repair your vehicle when that old dreaded check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service. All that and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin, me, and our family. Daughter just got, you know, a set of 4 tires from Spurrier's, satisfied for over 30-plus years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. You can call Spurrier's Tire Service, too, if you like, 410-822-7384. You got your tire size on the side of your tire. Call them up and say, I need a set of whatever size, and they'll be able to give you a quote right over the phone. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. That number, again, no appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384. Hey, Bell Creek Equipment in Preston, right up the road from Spurrier's Tire Service. They're having an open house today with fun and deals for the whole family. Baby goats for the kids. The Caroline County Humane Society is going to be there with adoption dogs. Plenty of food, plenty of refreshments if you stop by. You can browse the many tractors and mowers and UTVs and ATVs and accessories from the top names in the industry at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston. If you've got a farm, you got a place that you lease, you got a hunting club, you need some equipment, you want to, you know, mow some brush, you want to plant a food plot, why not stop by? Branson Tractors, LS Tractors, TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote Tractors and UTVs, X-Mark, Hustler, Spartan, CF Moto ATVs and UTVs, Husqvarna Power Equipment, Echo Equipment, with financing available and factory reps on hand. There's a three-point hitch equipment over there like Tar River Tillers. These are cool. Very cool looking. The Saya, S-A-Y-A model from Tar River. Ironcraft and no-till plot planters. If you need any equipment for the farm or the home, stop by during the Bell Creek Equipment open house all day today. And you can see that great mossy oak, 100% mossy oak camo trailer. A camo trailer, a tractor, 100% camo, one of 100 from LS. And the folks at Mossy Oak and their Gamekeepers, Gamekeepers edition. That's today at Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, 410-673-2700. It's going to be a nice day. Why not stop by Bell Creek Equipment, bellcreekequipment.net. That number for Bell Creek again, 410-673-2700. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, we're back. Kinda. I want to tell you about Clyde's Pork Chop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, or Halethorpe, wherever the 227 is, 21227. Maybe somebody can call and help me out. What do you call that area? All right. Clyde's is stocking, you know, they're open 7 days a week, and they're stocking everything you need for fishing. They got a whole complement of rods and reels. Really nice stuff. Good-looking stuff from folks like Shakespeare, and they've got Penn. They've got just a whole bunch of them. The St. Croix rods are just fantastic, and I honestly like the Pfluger President series of spinning reels. They're moderately priced, and they're a great reel. I'll be using, I've been using the Pflugers for a long, long time, and I like that company. So why not stop by and take a look? And any terminal tackle you need too. I mean, circle hooks, weights, bobbers, top and bottom rigs. If you're a live bait fisherman, they've got live bait, frozen bait. They've got minnows and anything and everything you need if you're a bait fisherman as well. So, you know, they've got everything for crabbing too. They've got the traps, they've got the nets, the gloves, the measures, the trot line, the trot line at parts as well. So why not stop and see the full selection there at Clyde Sports Shop. Stop by this weekend. It's going to be nice. You know, it's a little cool, but we're getting ready to go fishing, folks. Whatever it is, perch, trout season's in, pickerel are biting, bass season right around the corner, and don't forget, we've got that that striped bass season coming up too, so they got all the lures and baits for that as well. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 242-6108. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop, fishing, crabbing, hunting, guns, ammo. You'll enjoy all of it. Licenses, too. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81. Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec Liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried.
All right, there we go. Let's talk to Linda over there in Baltimore. Good morning, Linda, how are you?
Hi, hon, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, well, I'm recovering. I had to go to Sinai the other day. Let me tell you, they are wonderful. The nurses there and everybody in the waiting room, it's just a wonderful place if you have to go.
Yeah.
And you ain't been feeling good. And they, boy, I tell you. But my favorite fishes are gefilte fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fish salad, lox.
Yeah.
I get them all at the, I don't know if you allow me to do a free advertisement, but.
Since it's you, go for it one time.
Okay. I get it at 7 Mile Market.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
And white fish salad is so good. Oh, my
yeah.
God. Oh, God, it's so good. I don't eat meat, but I do eat fish. And,
yep.
I love your show.
Well, you know what gefilte fish is, right?
I don't know how it's made. I don't know what it's made from.
Well, it's a little fish loaf, basically. It's ground fish or boiled fish that's formed into a loaf and then, you know, flavored and so forth. But part of that is carp, part of that is pike, and other fish that are involved in that. So yeah, if you like that, that is not a fish you can go out and catch, a gefilte fish. It's a combination. A combination thereof. So, yeah, don't go to Clyde's and tell them you want to go gefilte fishing. They might laugh you out of the store.
So. I started to tell you, I went to Sinai, and I was there, and the only thing that was wrong was that I had bronchitis.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. I passed all my tests, and I was really, you know, well taken care of, I have to tell you.
I got you. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Well, glad have a good happy birthday. When's your birthday?
May 19th.
It's a Sunday. Right, May the 19th. So you're a Taurus.
I am a Taurus. Yeah.
You're a Taurus. Correct. I'm a Pisces. Yeah.
You're a Pisces.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, very good.
Yeah. And I'll end with this. Do you know the mushroom that went to a party?
No, what happened to the mushroom that went to a party?
Well, he said, why are you all being so mean to me? I'm a fun guy.
And with that, Linda had to walk the plank.
I'm your only lady that called today. And
I know.
All your little assistants. You know, they all have wonderful comments.
They do. They do indeed. My co-hosts, I call them.
Oh, they're wonderful. Say hi to Robin.
I will. Thank you.
You know, I understand, you know, like not feeling well.
Yeah.
And so,
Saturday seems to have become her day of rest. So that's good. I'm just going to let her rest.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Linda, thanks for the call, girl.
Thank you, honey.
See ya.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There she goes. 410 WCBM 680. Roger, Catonsville. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good. How are you, Alan?
I'm good.
Hey, my best to Robin.
I appreciate that.
She's great when she's on.
I know. She's great when she's not.
I call it Lansdowne. It's Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne. That's what I call it.
That's what I've always called it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here 35 years, and I've always called it Lansdowne, and then somebody said Halethorpe, and I'm like, is it really? So, you know, but I don't know what 21227 actually is, so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a Baltimore zip code, but I don't know what it's called.
Right, so. Well, I got a joke for you, or you've heard it.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
That is true.
You like that?
I like that. Yep, I like that.
I stole that from REO Speedwagon.
I got you. So why are fish smart?
I don't know.
Because they're always in schools.
Okay, that's not bad.
How can you tell how much a fish weighs? By the scales.
By the scale. Oh.
By the scales.
Oh, good. Not bad.
I thought I had a future in the circus. They hired me as a human cannonball. Then they fired me.
You heard about the fire at the shoe factory, right?
I heard that 35 souls were lost.
Started by a heel.
Started by. Okay, we're done. Thank you. Have a great day. See you later. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. 410 WCBM 680. How much time do we have? We got a couple of minutes left. We have time for another. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you for the photo there, Tackle Box Tim. Ask her father to send me a text with written permission to publish it. That's all I need. If she's a junior, a youngster. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Let's see. Yes, I did, John. Exactly right. I knew what I was doing. We won't share that over the air. Gotcha. Sometimes we have more fun off the air than we do on the air, folks, with the people who text our show and email and that type of thing. It's kind of fun to watch that progression while we're on the air. So, anyway. General Assembly. General Assembly. Nothing is set in stone until sine die. It looks like the 11% sales tax on firearms and ammunition is not going to make it. It's not going to make it into law. That's a good thing. It looks like the $300,000 liability insurance for firearms owners is not going to make it. It's also failed. It also looks like the lead ammo ban is going to fail or not be voted on. Let's put it that way. What else is there? The only thing that did not pass, or one of the things that did not pass, was the repeal of the 10/30 ban for Dorchester County Sunday hunting. That has failed. So Dorchester County's on those Sunday hunting extensions that, you know, came into effect here recently that have the 10/30 limit. The 10/30 limit in Dorchester County will remain. So, but in effect, no harm has come to hunting in Maryland in the General Assembly this year as of today. Sine die is Monday, but it does look like that the some of those bills were not voted on in committee, not likely to be voted on, including the ones I just mentioned, the lead ammo ban, the $300,000 in liability insurance, and the 11% sales tax. It was changed from an excise tax, which the dealer would have had to pay, to a sales tax, which means the consumer would have had to pay. The news we had last week was that the tax-hungry General Assembly was going to pass that, but they have failed to vote on it as of today. So, you know, we have, 40 hours left in session or 30 hours or something like that until sine die on Monday. So anything can happen, but it looks like those measures will not make the cut, not be presented to the governor. That's a good thing, folks. That's a good thing. All right. Are we out of time there, Aaron? I don't hear the music just yet. Well, maybe you have time for it. We have any other callers online? Not right now. Okay, very good. So I'll keep talking, I guess. I'll keep talking. There's our buddy Camo Preacher. How about that? Let's see. How can I get to that and read that? Doggone it. Something happened here to my messenger. But, well, we'll see what Camo Preacher has to say, but we're glad to hear from you, Russ, and I might have to do something here. Set up a way to access your chat history. Create a pin. I don't want to create a pin. I hate Facebook. I hate all social media, but it's a necessary evil for business and to communicate with people. So, but we'll get in touch with Camo Preacher. Maybe send me a text, Russ, if you have my phone number. That would be greatly appreciated. I know Messenger's easier for you. Got a text that the Bard Owls are calling this morning from our buddy Tom, and we appreciate that. We love to hear those Bard Owls out there when we're getting ready to do some hunting. Who cooks for you? Love to hear that. And then we love to hear them chat back and forth when they chuckle at each other. Yeah. Especially when there's three or four of them going around you, and you know you're sitting in your tree, and they're calling back and forth. That's so much fun. All right, I love nature. I love being out there in God's nature. Yep, it's God's nature, not Mother's nature. It's God's nature, the nature of God. I like to call it. That's how He expresses Himself to us. We see the leaves coming on the trees right now. Who put that in motion? Who planned that? You know, we see the grass growing. Who planned that? See the flowers coming up every year, the jonquils and the daffodils this time of year. Yeah. Gotta love nature. All right, there's the music. Finally, the music saved me today from yakking. Yes, I've got a little cabochon here in my lap. He's just loving on me too. And the big dog sitting over here on my leg. Yeah. Yep. All right. Two dogs on my lap, ladies and gentlemen. Life doesn't get much better than that. All right. Get out, stay out, stay safe. If you got to leave us right now, make sure you tell your family how much you love them and give the Lord thanks for this beautiful day. See you next week.